Today we're going to learn the next halacha in Hilchos Beis Knesset regarding the height of a shul. You know that the din, we'll see in the Gemara Shabbos, that the shul is supposed to be the highest building in the area. So obviously we know that usually where we live it's not the case. So where does this halacha apply? When it doesn't apply, we hardly ever see anyone being matpid, except in Kambri Avner, of course. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was very matpid that the best measures be the tallest structure in the area, in the whole Yeshiva campus. But most places are not matpid, and the question is why not, and what is this halacha all about? So let's learn the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Omar Rava Bar Machsaya Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Omar Rav. Kol Yir Shegagoseha Givohim Mibes HaKnesses L'Sof Chareva. Any city that has structures whose rooftops are higher than the local shul will eventually be destroyed. Shenemar L'Romeim Es Beis Elokeinu Ulahamid es Chorvosov. So, what is this pasuk saying? That the Roman base volcano, the base volcano has to be Meroma, high up. Ulahamid es Chorvosov. So, how do you see from this pasuk that Kol Yirsha Gagoseh Gavon Vesa Knesset Sof Chareva? This is Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara.
Right. The Roman, okay,
we have to
raise the house of God, and through that we'll be holding the Chavos. In other words, it won't become Chavos.
And through that, it won't become Chavos. L'hamid es Chavos. That'll cause it that it won't be Chavos. So it's mashma that if you don't do it, then it will be Chavos. Right? But that's how you learn Pasuk Pshat. Good? Okay, we'll see. V'hani mili bebatim. That only applies to homes. In other words, if you're building a home, so your home can't be taller than the base knesses in the area. Aval bekashkushi v'avaruri leislamba. What a kashkushi v'avaruri Rashi. Bironios or Migdolim. Binyonim Asun Lenoi or Migdolim. So if you have what? Towers in the area, so that's not a problem. Towers are not a problem. So towers could be higher than the shul. So how do you understand that halacha? I would have, you see, if there would have been a halacha that the shul has to be the tallest building, so I can understand that, you know, it's covered for the shul that it be the tallest structure in the area. But now we're saying that's not the case. That's not the halacha. The shul does not have to be the tallest structure. We thought, like I said originally, that the shul has to be the tallest structure in the area. It's not true. There's no such halacha. The shul does not have to be the tallest structure in the area. So then, because you see that the Migdolim could be higher. And we don't say that there's an issue to build Migdolim. No, go ahead. Vayiven Uziyo, Migdolim v'Yerushalayim. You know that song? No? Okay, I guess they don't teach it these days. Yeah, so... No, heard of this song? Okay. I'll give you a private rendition. So what kind of halacha is this? So you see, it's not al covered makara of the base knesses. Because if it's be al covered base knesses, there should be no exceptions to the rule. But we have to understand what. So how do you understand it? What type of halacha is that then? Use. What's main?
Power.
tower is not used. Tower is not used. So you're saying. So therefore you're saying it's a bizarre. It's not that the shul has the entire structure. It's a bizarre. The way some explained, it's a bizarre that you should use your private usage above the plateau of the shul.
That's not private usage. The shul itself
is
either. So
what? Tower itself. No, but you're using, yeah, the tower is just a structure. There's no usage. Here, if I'm building a house, say the shul is this tall, and my house is taller, so I'm going to be using on the fifth floor of my house. I'm going to be eating and sleeping and drinking or whatever on a higher plateau than the shul. So that's called a bizayon to the shul, because I'm doing a shimush on top of. Is that talking about? We're going to talk about Zeh Shem when we get to it. You know, the halacha if you're allowed to live on top of the shul. Right? That's a separate issue. Can you open up a shtibel in your bottom floor and you'll live on top, right? Is that mutter or is that us? So that's a separate discussion. What? Right, so you have to know when you can open up your shtibel. Right? So you have to know whether it's us or mutter. Right, but that's a separate issue. Here we're talking about a separate structure. In other words, here's the shul, and next door there's a 5-story building. So the person who's living on the fifth floor, he's eating and drinking and merry above the shul. So even though he's not above the shul mamish, but that's a bizayon to the shul. Because or else what would be the chiluk? That, as Pilcha said here, the only chiluk he sees between the Magdolim and the Batim is Batim, it's for your personal mundane use. So for personal mundane use, you have to, do it above, you can't do that above a shul. Which Lakhara could shed light on that thing also, the stuff of Kal V'Chomer, right? You could say, well, we'll get to it, right? If already another building that's taller is our service of Kal V'Chomer, you can't be on top of the shul. Right? Same building gufa, right? Okay, but that's not the purpose of today's shiur, to discuss that halacha of are you allowed to live on top of the shul, because Hashem will get to that. Rav Yitzchak. And even if it's, what are these things? Binyanim Hasuim, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? What is it serving its purpose? Watchtowers?
Yeah, that's what it is.
But then he's saying also Binyanim Hasuim Lenoi. Just for the aesthetics. To put people in chedim. Okay, let's see. We'll see more. Amar Ravashi, Ana Abda, the Masa Machsaya, the Lo Charba. Ravashi says, I take the credit that Masa Machsaya was not destroyed. I take the credit. So they asked him, Vahacharba. Why did he take the credit? What did he do? So Ravashi says, Ravashi Rosh Yeshiva Hayab Masa Machsaya, Umenom Nuragbi Batem Yosemi Basic Nesses. He was the Rosh Yeshiva there, and he made sure that they never raised their houses above the shul. So he says, because I was the Rosh Yeshiva there, and I made this takana, I made sure Masa Machsaya was not destroyed. So fact the Gemara Vacharva, but it was destroyed. So what is he boasting that it wasn't destroyed? So he says, Meosa Ova Lo Charva. Meosa Ova Lo Charva. It wasn't destroyed from that oven. It was destroyed for other reasons. What? A different oven. So, but at least for this reason, it wasn't destroyed. The people people may have done other averas that warranted it to destroy, but at least I made sure that this avera was not, you know, this avera was not, okay. So we'll have to see. Maybe there's a deeper pshat. Why he said from this avera. Now, if you take a look in the Rambam, on page 2, says the Rambam, Perkid Alpha Lachabez, Kshabonim Basak Nesses, Ain Bonim Osa Elabagova Shalir, Shanema Barosha Mios Tikla. So, first of all, there's another halacha. Besides that the shul is the tallest building, or whatever, whenever you apply that, you're supposed to build the shul begova shalir. That's in the Tosefta Bava Metzia from yesterday. Well, and what does it mean, begova shalir? Huh? What?
The highest elevation.
The highest elevation, is that how you're learning? The highest elevation. What? Self-Hurl is the highest elevation in the Manhattan. Right. Umagbimos achate givoa mikol chatzera sa'ir. Shenemar ularomeim as base elokeinu. So you make sure that it's taller than all the chatzeras of the ear. And he calls the pasuk the Romeim as base elokeinu. So what's wrong with this Rambam? Right, the Rambam leaves out the din of towers. The Rambam leaves out that the towers could be taller. Yeah. So therefore. Yeah, and he says Katsaris that, okay. So why did the, we'll see, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about this. Why does the Rambam leave out Imam Mashmida Beferish HaHalacha? Right, the Rambam should have said, but if you have Megdolim, it's Mutter. Right, the Gemara said that if you have towers in the city, then it's Mutter, and the Rambam left out that Halacha. Yeah, but why that? No one argued. Right? No one argued. You're right, the Rambam seems like he doesn't pass it like that. That's why he didn't bring it up. But the Rambam, usually, if there's a machlokas, he can pass it like one over the other. I mean, here, there's no machlokas here. So he must be holding what? Covered. So Rabbi Einhorn Shlitus points out that maybe according to the Rambam, you could say that Pshat didn't covered. That the Rambam, for some reason, we'll have to see, doesn't pass him, like, that there's no exception. In other words, the shul has to be the tallest structure in the area, and there's no heter. And that could be, as the Pesach says, is a din in covered a base kinesis, not a din in shimush.
So how do you know?
Oh, so why did he leave it out? Well, we'll have to see. But from the din that he brings, Bukhara seems to be a din purely in the covered of the base kinesis, and there's no heter. No heter. Rambam doesn't call it any heter. So if you take a look in the Rush, on page 3, Rush says, "Vama Rava ba Masi Yomar Rav Chama ba Guri Amarav Kol Yisha Gagosel Gvol Mibet Hakneses L'Sof Karera Shenem Al Romein Is Beis Alkeinu L'Homin Is Karbo Sof." So what did the Rosh say here?
Why? You don't use the goggles.
So is he saying that the whole issue is if you're going to be outdoors on top of the roof, and you're going to be doing work on top of the roof, so then it doesn't look right that you're doing work on top of the roof and then the shul is lower down. But in our day, no one does work on top of the roof because the roofs are not straight. So Mimela, the whole halakha won't apply. But to do work inside the house, even though on the 10th floor, even though that's above the shul, is not a problem, he's saying. It's only if you're doing it outside on the rooftop, because he's saying, our rooftops, so according to this, it would be no problem to build a 10-story building as long as you don't use the rooftops. Miu, heche de rov hagag gavo mi beis haknesses osur, kevin she mishtamshim baliyah she tachas hagag. Now how do you learn that line? What does that line say? So then that's against what we just said.
Yeah. Because it would seem like they're saying that the roof would be higher than the shul itself.
I thought he just said that if the roofs aren't straight, there's no problem. Now he said, if Ricky's right, if you have an attic that's above the shul, it's also problematic. But what's the problem with the attic? The attic is indoors. So how do you read the line? And then he says, Aliyah is indoors. Is that how you're learning? Right. So then what's the heter then of the rooftops that are not straight? You'd have a shot on top of them.
Yeah. As long as you're never without it, it's quite higher than the shul, then you can be able to clear it. But whether it's in the Aliyah or in the Gad, if you're at the higher point of the shul, you're not.
Right. So then according to this, there's no heter than to build it. If the shul is two stories, you can't build a 10-story building. Correct, Kenny? Right? So it's not a din only. I thought originally when I learned the first line that it's a din of outdoors because it's nicker that it's above the shul, but that's not the case. Even if it's outdoors and you're not using it, and only the gag is above the rest of the building top is below the shul. It's just that the gag is protruding above, but you don't use the gag anyway, so then it's not a problem. But in Okanami, if the gag is meshupa, but still there's the indoors part is being used above the shul, then it's still going to be us. It's not a din only in outdoors. Indoors also is us to be above the shul. So the Rosh is not doing as much help here because most cases there will be, the aliyah will be above the shul. If you would tell me that it's only a din when people used to work on top of their roofs, so then, okay, I can understand why we're not makpid bizman hazeh. But that's not the case. He's saying that even if the indoors is above, in other words, if the only thing that was above was the roof, so then if you don't use the roof, that's okay. But if the roof is not the only thing above, but also the attic, so then that would be problematic.
Why? This area doesn't have a window.
Because it has a window.
If you're standing on the second floor and you're standing on the first floor, if there's no contrast between you and the shul,
And it's like you're on a bottom floor. I mean, who cares if you're on the top floor? But you're on the bottom floor. Why does it make a difference what floor you're on? There's no concept of
it. The beams of the floor of the attic.
Okay, let's see. Carbon Asano. Os. Nun. But I know it says we should look in the Korban Asano. Os. Nun. Came from Shem Shem Bali Tachan Kai was Homer Shem Nichim Nisarim Ala Karas of Shutim Shkorim Hani Belkin. Hapshutin. Yeah, so again, so are you visible or you're not visible?
You're not visible, but there's something to show that you're there. If there's nothing to show that you're there,
then... It was a 10-story building. So would that be a problem?
Can you tell where the story started and began?
Well, you see the windows.
The reason why God would be different also is because you know if Nicker Bistama was a God then planted that you're not Mishamish on it. But Aliyah, if you see Aliyah that's sticking out, then the Mishamish is that you are being Mishamish. So people are saying that somebody can be Mishamish at this point, and that's going to be higher than this.
So therefore, what's your upshot?
So therefore, it answers up. Why? If you're Mishamish at this time, why does the Mishamish make a difference?
No, I want to hear what you say.
What people are seeing.
It's the outside. Mm-hmm. And you agree with him?
I don't find it inside because we've been for a better time, which seems to be the rush here. And yes, Bidoyim is an instruction, no matter the better example.
Right.
It's a Bidoyim when you're using, when you're doing it, something higher than the show. It doesn't matter if you see it or you don't see it.
Right. Yeah, let's see the lesson that he quotes on page 2.
Those
cotton gimbal. He says here, Yaakov, he says, Perikam the Shabbos, I'm a rabbi by Machsayim, I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi, call Yesha Gogosek, Vohim, mi Beis HaKnesses, Sofa Charevo, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka, Ke'ein, Gagoseim, Shayu Shovin, Mishtamshim Behem, Yesh Bizoyon, Shem Mishtamshim, Lamala, mi Beis HaKnesses. Ala Gagoseinu, Shein Asuim, Mishtamish Behem, Domim, Vakashkushi, Vavuri, Shematia, Hasefer. אבל פיקן היה מייס בוואבר, תכף מקרוב שגביר בייסו, סיבה להגביר גם בית הכנסת, יעשו בנירחם, מצנחם, צאצ'ו. So, it's a bizoyon that you משתמש במעלה בבית הכנסת. But it's much more here that... Are you seeing, no? Because he says, but our houses today would have all the status of Kishkushi Vavuri. And Kishkushi Vavuri are taller than the shul. So that means the houses that we're talking about today are also taller than the shul. But still it doesn't matter because you're not outside. No, they're not used inside.
But the houses are used inside.
But the houses are clearly used inside, but he's saying but the houses have the same status of the Megdolim. So al korcha, maybe the pshat in the rush is that when in the Aliyah you could...
There's a way of seeing where...
You could see. And our houses... So what is he talking about? I mean, and our houses you can't see? How do you learn? Of course, I would have been very happy, you know, if the Russ just said that first line. That, you know, that our rooftops are different, we don't use them outside, and the whole thing of using the rooftops outside, and then that would be, when he complicates it, when he throws in that other line. When he says, in Megbia, Heichad Rav HaGag Gavol Meis HaKnesses Osu Kem Shem Shtam Shem Vol Yesh HaTachas HaGag. Unless you say that the Aliyah Tachas Hagag is some type of outdoor thing. So what was an Aliyah? Habayis v'Aliyah. You learned about Metziah. Habayis v'Aliyah. So Aliyah just meant, what, the second, I always thought it just meant the second floor. Yeah, so the Korban Nisanel says yeah, so that could be what Einhorn said. Balcony. So that's a balcony. That's an outside thing. They used to have a balcony underneath the roof. So then, that's a problem. But for our houses, if we don't have a balcony, then it would be okay. It's only to answering because there's a balcony. So there's a Ninochanami, the whole Issa is nira, it has to be that you're seeing outside. So that, a bizayon that you mishtamish, and on the balcony they used to have a place wash the clothing, a place, whatever they would do. Right, so the towers are okay.
No one.
So the towers don't need to slant the roof because there's no shemesh by the towers. You're not doing anything. The towers is just a structure. The isser is an isser gavra on people to be doing their mundane activities above the plateau of the shul.
What kind of being you want
to Well, the tower is the Tower of Illinois. I mean, even... Yeah, they talk about that. What about the... But it seems that that would still be inside. That would still be inside the tower, so it wouldn't matter. Right. So the whole halacha is a halacha of outdoors, and I think maybe that's what he said. It would be a din in the balcony, like what Pilcha said, and the mela. So that would be now we can understand bisman hazeh. So it's still I don't know if it would be. You know, we have the apartment buildings with balconies above the shul, so that's not gonna help. It would help when you don't have the balconies. But if you have balconies, then this whole hector of the rush is gone. So we'll have to see if there are any other hector. But I think it's clear that the rush would not answer if it's indoors. I think like you said. Okay, there's a Meiri. The Meiri says a different pshat. And let me see how you learn pshat in the Meiri. Lola me adam nizhar shalo yagolos b'yisoh gavon m'beis ha-knesses kolish gogoseh gavoyim m'beis ha-knesses tzov kareva shenema l'romei m'beis b'yis ha-okeinu l'hom midas kavaseinu b'kom mokom dafka b'yis ha-osu b'dira about Bironios Umigdolim Asuim Lechizu Kair Lubitra Khoima Hemifam Koshki Vavruvi Ain Bazemini Akal. Khenadin Bishiv Sibas Hagboso Aino Derech Srora. Ella La Harbosa Bidiurim Valios is also Mutter. So what's the Miri saying? Because why did you make this tall? If you're making it tall because you want to just make an imposing building to show that you're you're the man, the Shrara, so it's okay. But if you're just making an innocent apartment because you just need people to live there, it's not their Svara, so then it would not be a problem. That's a Chiddush. And according to the Miri, it might not matter. Even if they're balconies, it would be okay. Because that's not their Svara. To make an apartment building 10 floors because you need, there's no other space. It's not a status symbol.
Why is it ignite?
So why are the Migdolim mutter? Aren't the Migdolim Daf Svara? Is that what you're saying? So that's because of Chizuk Ha'ir. So that's not Derech Svara, that's just protection. That's protection. So what is it? It's just to protect the... So that's not Derech Svara, that's Derech protection. Maybe like Migdol Bavel, like it was made to... You know, if you're making it just to make a good, nice structure for just for Svara to show that you're it or whatever, somebody's it. So then that would be a problem. In the Mishnah Yosef, if you want to say a Pshat in the Meiri, I don't know if you have to necessarily say the Pshat. I don't know. You can take it or leave it, whatever you want. You want to take it, you want to leave it. He wants to say the following. The Shut Yeshua's Moshe must be a Dibre Meiri b'Sof Abur. The Issa Shlo will be a Beis Amibes Hakesel Olema. Rakim Bone Ulam O Hechal Echad. The Bavom Ritzvus Aretz Ad Tikra. Dumo Le Beis Hakneses. Se Vifnim Gove Echad Lo. Lo Mucho Bitochal Yudus V'Komus Nefrados. In other words, if you want to build a big room like Lamport Auditorium, you're familiar? There was one big room with a tall ceiling. So that is us. But just to have regular floors, see, because laboratorium, that's like Derech Svara. That's done for, you know, the grandeur of, In fact, that the Lamb mentioned at the dinner, at the Reitz dinner in his farewell speech, that during the Depression, they wanted to sell the dome of the yeshiva. And, sometime, I don't know if it was the Depression or later, maybe later than the Depression, probably later than the Depression, while he was in Depression. And they wanted to sell the dome of the yeshiva, and he wouldn't let them because he felt that would take away from the gestalt of the yeshiva, of the building, you know, to take away the dome. So, b'kitzur, if you're building one big room, that Lamport Auditorium or Temple Beth El and Baruch Park, big room. So that's us. The day attacker, that's the shul, so that's okay. But if you want to build a big room like that, that would be awesome. Which that's Derech Svara. That's Derech Svara. So why do you have to build it like that? You could have built it much lower. The whole idea of building such a big thing, it looks fancy, it looks nice. Babatim rabbe hakoma shalonu, shadiris rak koma achas, mitzumtomis glomim rak lehechrechius. But our buildings is very, we have a 10-story apartment building, but each story is very, it's only, small height. That's not Derech Svara, so then that could be okay. And you think that's part of what the Meiri is saying. But they point out that this Meiri is not, maybe he points out, is not quoted in the Poskim. Now the Meiri was a Rishon, but they didn't have it. So the Poskim didn't have the Meiri. The Meiri was discovered much later. Right? But they found it in the Vatican or something? The Meiri. You go to Italy, you find the Meiri. They didn't have the Meiri. So that's why usually the Meiri's opinion is not counted halacha so much. Because the Poskim didn't have it. And I think Rav Rubin pointed out to me, and Rav Yonis Leibschitz writes that it's a hashgacha pratis which Rishonim the Mechaber had and which he didn't have. You know, that's a whole discussion. My black son wrote a whole thing about this. So what do you do with the new Kisvayad of Rishonim? Do you take that into account when you are paskening halacha or not? Because that could change the halacha. You get Rishonim saying a different shot in the Gemara. It could change the whole halacha. So that's a whole discussion. They say from the Chazanish, they said, you know, what do we do with the new Rishonim we find in the Geniza? So supposedly the line is, he said, leave it there. You know, so that's. But I was once learning Beis Yosef Hilchos Tefillin, and I saw that the Beis Yosef quoted the Meiri. I almost fell off my seat because I was always under the impression that we didn't have the Meiri until no one knew about it. You know, no one had it till like, I don't know, 30 years ago. And here I see the Beis Yosef quoting the Meiri. So apparently they say that if you have the set of the Meiri set. So part of one sefer is called the Sefer Kiryas Sefer of the Meiri. It's part of one of the volumes. So that he had, and that's it. And the rest he didn't have. And it's no gay to Shailen, Hilchos Tefillin, whatever. So it is quoted. But in general, this school of the Meiri is not. So then, if that be the case, so. But the. So the Rush is cooler would be relevant only if you don't do outside things, if you don't use the balcony. But today we're also using the balconies, right? Ocean Parkway, they have right? They have all the balconies, so they're using the balconies even taller than the shuls. Oh, so what are we going to do? We'll take a look in the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham asked this question. What's the heter b'zman hazeh? What is the head of his manager? So says the Magen Avraham, ain't born tzarich iyun. Achshav ain't nizar in the zeh. Achshav were not nizar. V'nira li, the cave in the yesh, eimas ha'akum, ain't roshay lahagbiya kol kach. In other words, we have eimas ha'akum, so we can't make the shuls too high. In tom and ashbil batenu. So then, why don't we make our houses lower? Yeshlova came to each harbay bati akum beir shekvoim beisak a knesses and came belapachi like a hekera lebeisak knesses canal. He nearly lichok v'yashiv a minim kakosov be knesses gadol me knesses hagadol. So he's saying, well, what is it going to help? The goyim are already building their houses taller than the shuls. So you have a shul in the neighborhood, and there are already 20 houses that are anyway taller. So Mali, if it's my house, it'll be the 21st that's taller. The shul anyway is not getting top bill. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So since anyway it's not getting top bill anyway, so then I'm because of the goyim, so maybe I don't have an issa to add on. So anyway, it's not the tallest structure. What's problematic about this heter of the Magen Avraham?
It wasn't a din of covet at all,
because you see there's a din of the Magdalim. If it was a din of covet, so you can say, well, the covet's not there anyway. So Mali, that they're 20 houses are taller than the shul. Mali, that they're 23 houses taller than the shul, right? But if it's not a din of covet anyway, it's a din in shimush, that it's designed for me to do shimush. So it's still designed for me to do shimush, even if it's a din of covet, then it's a din that this has to be the tallest structure. So you're saying that if anyway it's they're 20 ahead of it, so okay, so let there be 25 ahead of it. You know, no big deal. But anyway, we're not the Rambam anyway, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Mafuke Biralus from Migdolim. So it's from Shulchan Aruch's Mashmit the din in Shtapshus.
So what is he talking about? Make a carry the base of Knesset canal. Can you really help? It's as far as so then what are we left with? The Makara, the best cool is the rush. Best cool is the rush. Ah, you'll tell me the balconies. Nah, but what do we do on balconies today? We don't. It's not like they used to wash their clothing, you know, outside. But what do we do on balconies? Just sit down and read the newspaper. Hang your shirts. What? Meir Sharon, half all of the balconies there.
How about the windows?
Oh yeah, some of them are higher than the shuls.
How about the windows?
From? Yeah, we'll have to see. Let's take a look for a second in the Arch of Shulchan. Let's start with Siv Dalet. Right, from the fact that there's a halacha that the Migdolim are allowed to be higher, so you see that it's not a din of covet. The Migdolim are allowed. Right, why should the Biranios and Migdolim be mutter? Gago shall base a Knesses. Uzamo kol yer shall go se a gavon. In other words, it's a strange lashon. Kol yer shall go se. Why don't you say kol yer shall bin yonim gavon? Well, why is the stress on the gagos? So that's, the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, that's how the Rosh understood the whole halacha. That it's a din of using the rooftops. It's a din in the usage of the rooftops. So Vavela, we don't use the rooftops today, so then it'll be okay. The Rosh didn't make it up. The Rosh was Medayik in Lashon HaGemara of Kol Yer Shagag Oseha, so you see it's a din in the rooftops. B'shem Detzlam hayu ha-gagim shovim, v'yim shtam shem ha-gagim. B'chem demes, b'gagim shalonu, kaz v'atua v'ashulchan arof, b'gag shiru m'shupo, v'einu roi li tashmish, m'sharim ara mokam shu roi li tashmish. T'ayim shim yesh aliyah, tachas ha-gag, lo te gavo yosim b'es ha-knesses, sarka l'shon. V'yze b'vore deim l'shtamish b'aliyah b'es ha-knesses. So he says from here you see that you shouldn't, that the kavachomer that we pointed out, he said, it wasn't my kavachomer, the Aruch HaShulchan said it. That, according from this whole halacha, it seems to be clear that you can't have a shtibul. Right? Mi kavachomer, which we're going to spend time in a separate shir about this, whether you're allowed to live on top of the shul. But l'chora, if this whole halacha is a din shimush, so then of course you can't live on top of the shul. We'll see. We'll have to see if that's so. Inirulani is daiti da Rambam das acheres bezeh. He says, but the Rambam had a different opinion. Zeh l'shon l'reish perek yud aleph mitviva shebonim beis haknesses ein bonim ela begova shel ir. Magbim oso ad shetehei gavoh mikol chatzeres ha'ir. I tell l'shon l'om. Vishina miloshon gagos l'chatzeres. So, in other words, the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik that he was, Aruch HaShulchan is a tremendous sefer. You know, they just discovered that are missing in the regular Aruch HaShulchan, the Hilchos Nedarim. Yeah, and they found it and they printed it. A whole new volume. You ever see it? So now I think some of the new printings of the sets, I think they put it together now with the regular set. But, yeah, and in the back they have the drushes of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was a rabbi. He wasn't. No, that's what someone was pointed out. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't the rabbi of the town, so therefore there's more chumras in the Mishnah Berurah. Hashem came. Someone pointed out Aruch HaShulchan at least was a rabbi in a town. So then you're dealing with the reality of life. So there you have to sometimes find some coolers because you know, the base measures is not always the same as the outside of the base measures. Okay. Vishinim Roshan Gagos and Chatzeres Gav Hishmit HaChetah DeBironius and Migdolim. Right? Those are the two things. The Rambam changes the Roshan from the Chatzeres and he left out the Chetah DeBironius. מקדום של גמר, ולא של גמר כחו, ואני מידי בבתם, אבל קשקושי ורורי להתלמבו, ראש פרש קשקושי ורורי, פירוני של מקדום, כך עושה הראש. מזה היא תהיה בגגים שלנו. ובדרך זו דרך לעתור והשולחן אורך. אבל הרמב״ם נראה לי שמפורש כפרש האורך. דעבורי הוא חום מסעיר. ולא של פרסי הוא קישקוש. אם כן אין זה מבניוני העיר. אלא, so now the question is, like you asked, or someone asked, so, okay, the Rambam left out the thing, but what right did the Rambam have to leave out? Okay, you want to say the Rambam is a din kavod, and he left out the heter. But what right did he have to leave out the heter? So the Aruch HaShulchan is going to explain, no, the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam's not learning that it's a din, that the Ruri Kishkushi are not, towers. So what are they? El Hekef HaChomesh HaSovim L'ir. The Ruri is the Chomas Ha'ir. Lachen Hishmid Zeh Mishum Dezeh Lo Shayich Etzleinu Kamuvan. So what is he saying? How did the Rambam learn the Gemara? And the Rambam learned pshat. He's telling you the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Gemara, and therefore the Rambam omitted. It's not pshat that the Rambam learned the same pshat, he just omitted it. Because then there would be no reason to omit it. What right does the Rambam have to omit the kul of the Gemara? He's saying the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Gemara, based on, and it's based on the Orach. You know what I said? So what is the Gemara saying then? Is that why? So what does the Gemara say?
The
building in the city.
Cannot be higher.
Lower. And so what can be higher?
The watchtowers and the
walls. What? The walls around the city could be higher than the shul. That's okay. But, and why did the Rambam leave that out? Because what? No, what do you mean, Loshayach? What does it mean, Loshayach? Why? What? We don't have wall cities. Yeah, we don't have so many walled cities. So he's saying the Rambam learned that's talking about the wall, the Chom HaSeir. So the Chom HaSeir is allowed to be taller, but any building in the city that can't be taller. That has to be. And therefore, the Rambam changes the lashon. He says, the chatzeres ha'ir. Now, chatzeres means what? The walls of the courtyards. But if you have the lashon gagos, then you would be medayik like the rush. The Rambam thought that the rush is not correct. So you shouldn't be medayik like the rush. So he spoke about the wall that surrounds the actual city can be taller than the shul. But the walls, they used to have courtyards. They would have walls around the courtyards and a couple of houses within the courtyards. So those walls have to be lower than the. So what comes out, Rabosai, the way the Aruch HaShulchan and others are learning, that there's a fundamental machloikis of what is the reason for the Isser. Is the Isser because it's a bizayon to the shul, that you're having a tashmish of hedyot above the shul? That's the way the Rosh learned. It's the guy from the Lashon Gagos. As the Rambam learned, it's a din of covered the base. Knesses, it's not a din of tashmish, and therefore it has to be the tallest one. And he learned that the Gemara never mattered towers. Towers are also. The only thing the Gemara did was the wall around the city, and since we don't have walls around the city, so therefore the Rambam didn't bring it. And that's the machlokus between the Rosh and the Rambam. I don't think so. Not necessarily. No, they have this new shas that they're reprinting, the first printing of the shas. So they show you how, you know, there are different mistakes in, like, it said lay, lamed yud, smitcher. So when it was reprinted, they thought it was the yud men asara. So it said le'asara. But it really was not le'asara, it was just lay. So different mistakes that were. So they're selling the shas now, the first printing of the shas, without any of the censorship and any of the other errors that were. So if you want to buy it,
how long ago?
I don't know.
Printing article?
No.
Very good.
What?
Very good.
Sure? Yeah. The YU library, they told me that they had this already years ago, the shas. It's not like a new thing. I had it years ago. It's just now it was redone. Okay, so that's the machlokas, and then the question of what are the heterim, so then you have either the heter of what? Of the Miri, or based on the Rosh, you have the heter of the Rosh, or you have the heter of the Mogen Avraham. And, I mean, the Rosh, l'chora, is the most solid lahalacha, the way the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass them like the Rambam. You know, if the Aruch Shulchan is right, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass them like the Rambam. Pass them like the Rosh, not like the Rambam. Which is, you see, the Beis Yosef didn't make the Yukim. So I don't know if the Beis Yosef thought that the Rambam, why do you leave it out? I don't know. But I don't think the Beis Yosef presents it as a machlokas, Rambam and Rosh. It's the Aruch HaShulchan who had this idea. If you just look in the Shulchan Aruch, again, let's just take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, page 6, So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein bonim beit hakneses v'gol v'shalir mavim mosad shi gavol mikol batei ayir shemishtamshim v'apuki b'raniyos mizolim shemishtamshim em v'gad shum shupa bein roi l'tashmish shemisharin ad amokum shu roi l'tashmish t'ayinu shim yish aliyah tachas agak motei gavol yosem mibeis hakneses hagol v'shas hatkak o shi yish eimas malchus shein amshoyim v'knos beis hakneses kibino musol v'spal v'bayis apel pishadarim b'aliyah al-gabal v'vat shein helgu b'aliyah shalom v'nekiyas etc." So the Shari Tshuva says, "Ein bir hetev ein." The Bechor Shor, B'Shabbos. Din Chas V'Sholom Yeren Nechrevus Mi Oso Ovan Ein Akosh Baruch Hu Osi Lachzira. Okay, Harbi Tzarech Vizar B'Kol Ma Desha. He quotes the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor, you know, the Sefer Tzvur Shor, right? Sefer Tzvur Shor. So the back of the Sefer Tzvur Shor. If you happen to have the Sefer Tzvur Shor, so on the back of the Sefer Tzvur Shor is the parish of the Bechor Shor Al Shas. So if you take a look at both sides, I happen to have the Sefer Tzvur Shor right here for you, the Bechor Shor Al Shas on page 8. Gemara Amar Rava Bar Maxi Kol Yeshu Gugusek Volim Vavdil Masa Masa Yitzit Yeshu Dakti Gmilus Lassof. Who? What does it mean, Kol Yisha Gosag Volim Lesof Charevim? Okay, I mean, I'm not so bothered by that. Lesof means eventually, right? Eventually it's going to be Charevim. So he wants to, well, what do you need the loss of Lesof? How about you make my own Shusha Techros? Okay, I won't lose sleep over that one. So, the Maisi Krala Romain, Ubahami Karvosa, Tereshavol Techros, Imkina Mai Korale Churva. He's saying, like Moshe said, "The romaim is beis alokenu lahamid es korvosa." What do you call it? Chorvus means when it's destroyed. So what does it mean? What's the Lashon Lahamid as Chorvoso? Lahamid as Habinyan, not Lahamid as Chorvoso. Chorvoso is the destruction. So that means Lahamid as Chorvoso. Let's try it in the Lashon HaPasuk. That we could lose a little sleep over. So Rashi says, I made sure that it wouldn't be destroyed. Ravashi's boasting. You know, the city's already destroyed. Ravashi's boasting, you know why that city wasn't destroyed? It's because of what I did. But bottom line, it's destroyed. So there's nothing to boast about, you know? You know, I stopped it from being burnt. But the mice, it got burnt. It got destroyed. So what's he boasting about? Well, Mali may also open on the oven off there. What did, okay, you stopped it from this, but the mice, they had other virus. It got destroyed. So bottom line, it got destroyed. So nothing to be so, nothing to write home about. Right? So he wants to say like this. He has... The Torah Shor has very interesting pshat in Gemaras, in Agadotus. Interesting things. The Nira Alpim Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Ches Amar of Yochanan Yom Shachar of Beis Hamikdash Nigzer Gzeira Al Batei Tzadikim Sheyicharvu. That when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Gzeira on the Batei Tzadikim. That the Batei Tzadikim should be destroyed. Umsayim Shamatam, the Dayo Le'eved Sheyekirabo. Right? In other words, we shouldn't be better than the Rabo, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house was destroyed, so the Avodim, the Tzadikim's houses, should also be destroyed. Le'eved shouldn't be better than the Rebbe. The Rebbe's house was destroyed, so the Kame Shabbat HaMikdash Karev, Roy Shekol Batei HaTzadikim Yicharvo. Amar Rav Yochanan Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzira. But the Gemara says in Brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return it to Yeshuvan. Shenema Habotchim Bashem Kehar Tzion. Mahar Tzion Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzira Yeshuvo. So to the Batei Tzadikim. Okay. Uvzei Yuvan Delo Boi Rav Lemei Mishavon Yigrom Shabbatim Yicharvo. The Blapachi Afilu Heim Tzadikim Gemurim V'Gagosem Nemuchim Beit HaKnesses. What does it mean? But there was, if the Gemara would have said Batem Yecharvu, what's the point? I mean, all the houses eventually are going to be destroyed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy all the Batei Tzadikim. So even if you Makayim this halacha that you keep your houses lower than the shul, you're still going to be destroyed. So there's no point in saying it's going to be destroyed. So what's the nafkamina? If you keep this halacha, or you don't keep this halacha. Rach nafkamina, the nechrevu shaloi de'aveira, I'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzira. The mashkosa botzi b'ashem ha'atzion. In other words, if you're a tzaddik and you keep your house lower than the shul, so your house is still going to be destroyed because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the Batei Tzadikim once there was a korban abayis, but it's going to be rebuilt because the Gemara says the Batei Tzadikim are going to be rebuilt. Avol nechrav al yidei aveira, ein lahem inyan li shiva tzio, the beloved, the alav b'shvil chorban tzio nechravu, when shoyim b'chorbanam la'olam. Whereas if the Batei Tzadikim are destroyed, because that's considered part of the chorban Beit HaMikdash, that the Batei Tzadikim should be destroyed, but that is going to be rebuilt. But if there was another aveira, the dehainu, the aveira of putting your house above the shul, so that will never be rebuilt. Shoyim b'chorbanam la'olam. I need to come around l'asof karva. So that's what it means, l'asof karva. Perish ba'acharis hayomim. Means l'asof karva means even in the end of time, where everything is going to be rebuilt, this house is not going to be rebuilt. This house that was destroyed, not because of the korban habayis, was destroyed because of another avera, namely the avera of what? Of the shul. It's unbelievable because look, you gotta realize that the Batei Tzadikim was destroyed at the Chorus Chelek of the Korban Habayis. So it means, and the Korban Habayis was destroyed for all these tremendous averis, gimel averis, and eschinim and everything, and sometimes that this is worse. This is worse. We have to understand why. But this is lechor even more common. Achris hayomim sheyibod Hashem batei tzadikim shenechrevu elu yisharu b'chorbanim. Ash to shapir maisi kura shenem ala roman beit alkeinu l'amid charvosam. Perish, ima beit haknesses davoa mehabatim, if the shul is taller than the houses, afal gavdi mikol mokom abatim yechrevu mipnei hagzeira niskar mikol mokom yamid charvosam. Shevrachu yamid yoshi etzion. So that's pshat in the pasuk. The Roman base, it's a beautiful pshat. It's an illusion pshat. Pshat is like this: the Roman base Elokeinu. If you were mafkid on the Roman base Elokeinu, so then what? Then what's the lashon of pasuk? The Roman base Elokeinu, ulahamid es parvosav. So then, even though your house was destroyed, it's going to be resurrected. It's going to be rebuilt. Well, that's why it's called charvosav. Because the pasuk pshat, the way you learned, is lahamid, you know, to stop it from being ruined. So why you call that charvosav? Lahamid charvosav. No. So he's saying it's no. The pasuk is going on that lacharis hayomim. That lacharis hayomim, when there's going to be a destruction, you know, and when there's going to be a korban later in time. So then, only those that were roman based on Elokeinu, those that were makpid on that halacha, then they will be rejuvenated. אבל אם הבתים גבוהים מבית הכנסת, לא יעמיד חרבוסו. But if the batim are gvoim, then lo yamid chorvosov. Haynu davar Ravashi. So that's what Ravashi is boasting about. Ana avdi l'masa machsia. Because I made sure the masa machsia won't have that ova. Ne osa ova lo chorva. So what's the, we ask, the Korshor asked, so what's the big deal? I mean, it was destroyed anyway. No, nafkamina, dafkav the chorva, the kevin shalom me'ovon, ki mikzeres batei tzadikim, gvur bezor, the masa masa tzadikim gemurim, haya osi yad hafash brochel azirim li shuvam, in kain tuva ahanis lehu hekala hovin. So the mele is... Right, he says, so that's pshat, going back to the Gemara, that's pshat here. The Gemara, the masa, that's the pshat over here. That kol yirsha gogosya gvoim, beit haknesis, lesof chorva, meaning, when everything is going to be restored, this is going to be still karva. Shenema the Roman is based Elokeinu, because the pasuk says those that are makpid and the Roman based Elokeinu. So then those cities, well, those houses will be lahamidas karva, so they'll be rebuilt. So you see, in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get the whole story of how the Shari Tshuva just quotes the Bechor Shor, that, you know, this thing on page 6, that Im Chas V'Sholom Ha'ir Nechrevet Mi Yosavon Ha'ir Kavshbach Ha'ir Zilach Zira. But you look inside, you see how he learned to Pshan in the Gemara. You see how he, it's still hard to understand why this, I mean, unless you say that Zeres Bate Tzadikim is not because of the Gimel Averis or Sinus Chinam. That's just a din that the Sparkle destroys his house. It's not covered that the Evitz house should be around when the Adult's house is destroyed. So therefore it has to be destroyed. So those things are going to be... I don't think it means to say, but like I said before, I don't think that's true, that this is a more Chomer Avera than the Gimel Averis or Sinus Chinam. This issa of putting your house above the shul. I don't think that's what he's saying. Now there's another issue here of being kofer. Now there was one other halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that we didn't speak about. That's I don't think did I see it?
Only the bottom.
Only the bottom. And then I have a Shulchan Aruch here. I apologize. In Halakha Gimel. So what happens if you build your house above the shul? So it says, Halakha Gimel, Misha, Igbiya Besa Yosef Besa Knesses, Yesha Omim Shakofim Osolashpilo. So the Yesha Omim, that's the rush. That's Kofim Osolashpilo. Hagavim, Osa Binyan Gavor Yosef Bekarat Echad, Mi Besa Knesses, Sagi Bekach. Another thing is, what you can do is, you can raise the shul. So how do you raise the shul? You raise the shul by building another, some type of arch on top of it. Some arch on top. But I'm sorry, I didn't. If you look in the Magen Avraham, this is a mamish mistake that I didn't hear at the second page here. In Sifkat and Gimel, the Magen Avraham says, "Binyan gavur perish dafka binyan kigon gago aliyah." Because you can't just put a pole on top of the shul, and now the shul is tall. So that doesn't work. It has to be something structural. It has to be something structural. But if it's just a little peg that you put there, that's not going to. It's not going to help. And I believe someone points out that that's why the minig in the shuls, they had domes on top. Like, so it should be, that's like the, to show the shul is the, you know, raising up the shul. Take a look. In the page in Shulchan Aruch we do have, we should look in the Shari Tshuva. I am in Sifkat Nalef. I am Berivash. Shemisha Monea Kvias Mokam Shis Palo Basara Bar Nidoyu. Shemonea Rabim Lassas Mitzvah. Uva Bektsar Bechol Shemishpa. Nere Dafil Yesh Beis HaKnesses Adin Kane. Lo Shakol Gozhim Kane Bitzato Elis Megillah Tzibur. If you want to make another shul in the neighborhood, you're allowed to. A fil yesh beis knesses, a pre-existing shul. So, the Magen Avraham, Ezra Shem, hopefully in the coming year, I'll zirik of you. The Magen Avraham quotes this Rivash later on, and quotes the Tshuva's Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi. That Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi said that that doesn't apply if the shul could fit everybody. If the shul could fit everybody, then there's an issur of starting a new shul. And do shul. So, unless there's a reason, you know, usually there's a reason. But just to start new shuls is not so partial that you're allowed to do. You have to see that there's a lot to talk about when to apply it, when not to apply it. Okay, the next topic that I'd like to talk about. We could, maybe it's on the page here. I'll show it to you now, and we'll have a shiur tomorrow, Bez Hashem, I think on this inyan. Are you allowed to plant a tree next to the shul? Because there's an issur of to plant a tree next to the base of Mikdash. So the question is, there's an issur of planting a tree next to the base of Mikdash, so does the shul have a status like that, Lagabe planting a tree next to the shul? Is there an issur? So that's the whole discussion in the postkin. But I'd like to start with discussing what is the issur of planting a tree. Is it only a tree, or what type of issur is that of planting a tree next to the Beis HaMikdash? Because as we'll learn the inyan, not only tree is usur. There could be anything of wood. Any wooden structure is usur. It's not only a tree. If you put a wooden platform in the azara, that might be also included in the issur. Bushes. Yes, so we have to see what is there heter to plant, and how close how close is close. And what's the reason for this issur? What's the reason that there's an issur of planting near? Yeah, right. It's a pasuk. There's a kusuf, but is there a reason for the exeris a kusuf? That's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether there's a reason for the exeris a kusuf at all. Okay.